Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Funeral business, whereas we always say we're the last ones to let you down. we're not using that. That was Richie Hebner, former Cub. Former Cub Pirate, great ball player. Him and his father were grave diggers, and that was his. He had a card, Richie Hebner. Gravedigger, last one to let you down.
I thought everybody knew that. We blew the mind of Ray, our engineer, and a couple other folks over here that Andre Dawson is indeed a funeral director right now in Florida. It makes all the sense in the world, though, once you start thinking about it.
Well, how do we segue to David Schuster after that?
Well, we hope we're not doing a Cubs funeral anytime soon. How about that? Longtime radio professional.
I hear the symbol in the background.
Matt Spiegel is me. Bruce Levine is him. David Schuster is our colleague, and he's over at Wrigley Field getting ready for what should be a very high-pressure couple of days.
Yeah, Joe, what did Joe have for you today, David?
Well, first of all, if you guys want to bury me, just feel free to bury me anywhere you want. What did Joe have to say? Basically, most of the conversation was about Pedro Strop. Pedro Strop did talk before today's game, once again saying he's feeling better. He said he plans to be ready by Thursday. Now, what Pedro forgets potentially is there could be games Monday or Tuesday even. So he's already looking ahead, thinking the Cubs are going to wrap up this thing today or tomorrow, and we'll be ready by Thursday. As far as Joe Maddon in regards to Pedro Strop, said, if they do win the division, of course, there would be time for a sim game, whether Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what have you, probably Tuesday, and that, you know, they would break him in slowly is what he said. I don't think he'd bring him in into a ninth inning situation. Let's just say there is a first game in the postseason on Thursday, and then after that, they would see how he is. Once again, not saying that he's the automatic closer. He will be part of the mix. So that really was the gist of everything in the pregame. I also did ask Joe Maddon, because I'm sure they've already thought about it, although he wouldn't answer the question, has there been any conversation about a postseason playoff roster? And obviously, you know, there would have to be some considerations, like, for instance, with Terrence Gore, the pinch runner deluxe, would he be part of a postseason roster in lieu of a pitcher? But Joe said, only thinking about today, not talking about anything beyond today. So that was really the gist of everything in the pregame.
So the Strope thing is fascinating to me because they somehow believe they can get him ready to go. When you think back to 2016 when Strope was healthy and Joe didn't even want to use him. And now we've gotten to the point where Pedro Strope, you're praying that you get him back in time. But here we are today. I saw that everybody is available in the bullpen today, right? Today, everybody is available.
Everybody is available, even the guys who were used yesterday, all hands on deck, as they like to say here in these kind of late season situations, yes.
Okay, and is Carl Edwards Jr. a guy who is going to be trusted in a big situation right now if needed today?
I guess the answer is yes. I mean, obviously you have to wait until one of those potential game situations occurs, Maddie. But Joe Maddon was very praiseworthy of him over the last couple of days, saying, yes, I think he's, you know, if not all the way back to what they want him to be, they do trust him. So, again, I think you would see him not to close the game, but I think you would see him in a big seventh or eighth inning situation. The answer to that is yes.
I think Spiegel's done grilling you now. So, he wants you to answer whether Joe's going to put Carl Edwards on, and we already talked about it. He is going to have every opportunity that he has, Carl Edwards. If he could bring him in twice in a game, he would bring him in twice in a game. David, the feelings in the clubhouse right now, we've seen, you know, guys are there, they're not there when we're in the clubhouse, but the in general feel you get about the confidence level of this team being with it every day during the year, and now you see them dealing with good wins, with tough losses. How do you think they handle it better than others?
Well, I mean, the word that comes to my mind real quickly is they're relaxed to be perfectly honest, I don't see anybody nervous or tense or you know, anything like that in the clubhouse. I mean, it's pretty obvious. They know the situation. They have that one-game lead. All they have to do is win these next two games. They don't have to worry about Milwaukee. They don't have to worry about a home run by Ryan Braun sitting on top of the fence and then falling over. They don't have to worry about a St. Louis Cardinal falling down around third base and being tagged out of the plate. I mean, Milwaukee's had every break in the world over the last couple of days. That's not a worry of theirs. As long as they win these next two games, and they're confident that they will, they have a couple of good pitchers going today and tomorrow. Obviously, Cole Hamels today and Mike Montgomery tomorrow. If Milwaukee were to lose tonight, that certainly makes life a little bit easier, obviously. But again, the word is relaxed, guys. I don't see anybody tense whatsoever. And Bruce, you're in there every day. I think you would echo that as well.
So Victor Caratini is in the lineup hitting eighth today and catching Cole Hamels. He has caught Cole Hamels a lot. But it's a sad point that we've gotten to where I'm fine seeing his bat in the lineup instead of Wilson Contreras. What's going on with Wilson in the conversation that you guys have, or that when Joe answers, what the hell has happened to Wilson Contreras?
Well, he still has a lot of – and forgive the noise in the background, because they're just talking about a change in the Cardinals lineup. So hopefully that's not drowning me out or burying me, so to speak. But yes, you've made mention that Hamill specifically likes throwing to Caratini. It's been a very good combination to this point. That's why they're doing it again today. Listen, there was a couple of games where actually Caratini was catching other pitchers as well. But, you know, over the last, maybe not as much yesterday, but the couple of games before that, Wilson Contreras was driving the ball a little bit better. So, you know, I think when a push comes to shove in the postseason, depending on how many games they play and who they go against and, you know, the pitchers and all that kind of stuff, I'm pretty confident in saying that Contreras will be your basically everyday catcher in the postseason. But for right now, Caratini and Hamels has been a good combination, and that's the way it's going to go today.
This is Inside the Clubhouse. He's Spiegel. I'm Levine. We're here for you every Saturday. Today we're at Aurelio's on Clark and on Grace. Come on by. Have a great beverage. Have some wonderful food, great pizza. Zach Zaidman will be here at 11:30 doing the pregame show. Then Pat and Ron do the play-by-play on the score of the Cubs and Cardinals. David, when you look at Hamels, what have you seen different from him over the last couple? Hasn't been the dominant guy that he was in the past, yet he brings that cachet of big-game pitcher every time he goes out.
It'll be really interesting to see how he does do today, Bruce, because as you mentioned, those last couple of outings have certainly not been like the first five or six that he pitched in a Cubs uniform. I don't know. Maybe the scouts are picking up something. You know how those guys work themselves. So maybe that's it. Maybe he's tiring a little bit. I mean, obviously when he was down in Texas, he wasn't really effective hardly at all. Then he came over here and he had like five lights out starts. And then his last couple have certainly been a regression going backwards. The weather is conducive for him and actually Mikolas for St. Louis. I mean, we should talk about him as well. But the weather's conducive today. The wind is blowing in. It's only going to be in the mid-50s at best here at the ballpark. So it should be a pitcher's day for sure. As far as Mikolas, I mean, this guy's been unbelievable. He's got the 17-4 record, but I didn't even realize this until somebody brought it up. He's 9-0 on the road so far this season. He's been the absolute road warrior. Joe Maddon says the guy just knows how to pitch. Certainly against right-handed hitters, he's been incredibly dominant. The Cubs have a couple of obviously left-handed bats, and that's another reason why Caratini is playing today, by the way. So we'll see what they do against him. But this should be another low-scoring kind of game here at Wrigley today.
David, we appreciate the report. As always, keep my seat warm. I know it's going to be a little nippy up there in the press box, but the fall is upon us, and it's playoff-style baseball every day.
I'll keep the seat warm, Bruce, and I'll even put a whoopee cushion on there for you, too. How do you like that?
That's all right. I bring my own. Thanks. David Schuster of the Scores Reporting Group. He reports everything. If you want to know about anything that's going on in sports, David's at that game covering it.
I saw you guys perform some comedy together, you and Schuster, in the Catskills in 1964, I think it was.
Yeah.
You guys were great.
Were there. Martin and Lewis was there. And then
Carl Reiner, Mel Milton Brooks.
Burrell. Sure, absolutely.
Just took out enough to win.
Matt, getting back to the White Sox conversation that we had a little bit ago, you wanted to talk about Giolito, Lopez, We have a few minutes to do that right now.
Yeah, we do. And we also have a couple minutes to take your calls if you want it, 312-644-6767 if you want to hop in. But, yeah, before we take a break and lead you up to Cubs pregame, Lucas Giolito, a guy who deserves to be handed a rotation spot next year? He really has had only one stretch of decency this year.
He has not earned it. It's just he looks like the guy. He talks like the guy.
Yeah.
He acts like the guy. He's not that guy yet. I think he has to go to spring training. And, you know, again, there's spots available, but you have other people coming right now. Lopez has certainly, in my mind, proved that he's a major league starter. You have Rodon getting through the year healthy for change. He's in that rotation. When you look at the rest, Shields a free agent. You have a guy by the name of Dylan Cease, a former Cub farmhand who might be the best young pitcher in the minor leagues. He'll be in that rotation probably by, I would say, July or August next year. So it's not a foregone conclusion that Giolito is a rotation guy. There's, look, we thought Fulmer was a rotation guy going into the year. Where did he end up? He wasn't even called up at the end of the year. So there's a lot of surprises. The other part of it is, Matt, the White Sox will start to add young veteran players to their mix now.
Is it time now to make that kind of veteran free agent investment? The catalog of free agents is so long and deep this particular offseason. If you're ready to invest, you could probably get a bargain towards the bottom of that list that might make some sense for them.
But it's got to be a 26, 27.
Right.
It can't be the 31-year-old guy. That doesn't fit into the mix. And the biggest question is, in the offseason for the White Sox, what do you do with Garcia? What do you do with Jose Abreu? Both lame duck going into their walk years as free agents. How do you handle that situation? How do you make that work for you and them and your team going down the line?
One more quickie before we take a break. Would you consider this year for Yoan Moncada a disappointment? I think it is. For me, it is because, yes, even allowing for natural development, this is not where you'd want to be. This is not where you want a young player of his skill set to be statistically at this point, regardless of whether he ends up developing or not.
You know, I can look past the 215 strikeouts because I see raw talent. More importantly, I talk to a lot of scouts. They believe that the guy's upside is 280, 25 homers, 25 stolen bases, playing another position on an everyday basis.
It's 670 The Score. We'll come back here live at Aurelio's at 3801 North Clark. Zach Zabeman will be here doing pregame in a matter of moments. He'll be here doing postgame with Ryan Sandberg after the game that you hear on 670 The Score. So come on by Aurelio's right after the game, that's for sure. A few more minutes of us before we give way to Zach on Inside the Clubhouse on The Score. This hour on 670 The Score is brought to you by Gurney Hyundai. When searching for a new Hyundai, search for GurneyHyundai.com. And Inside the Clubhouse has been brought to you by Respect Burgers. All-natural frozen Respect Burgers are now available at your local Jewel Osco.
Matt Spiegel, your thoughts on the Milwaukee Brewers. If it is a tie scenario on Monday, does that Cub feeling, does that Red Sox feeling that you were brought up with as a Red Sox fan now transferred to the Cubs, does that make you queasy thinking about having to defeat a team that's been as hot and as resilient as the Brewers have been?
I find the Brewers terrifying right now, absolutely. I would rather not see them at all. I'd rather see the Dodgers in a playoff series than I would the Milwaukee Brewers. And there's, you know, it's, they have that glow about them. They really do. Like, and last year, I was convinced all year that they were going to fade. And I remember a big series up there when the Cubs took care of them. There was one game where Wade Davis gave up a home run up there, but that series that I'm talking about was when they kind of reestablished, oh, yeah, by the way, okay, yeah, you're still the little brother. This does not have that feeling to me anymore.
And the ultimate anti-hero for the Cubs has gotten hot, Ryan Braun. Of all people, the guy they love to boo for many reasons, obviously.
Yep.
For the fact that he's been a great player throughout his career, that he was caught doing performance-enhancing drugs. But now five home runs in four games, two last night, and you add that to the Yelich combo, and I honestly know it's baseball, Matt, but I don't see Detroit putting up much of a fight the next 2 days. I think the Cubs have to win out.
It's hard to imagine. The Tigers are horrific. The Tigers are 32 games under 500. They're a terrible team on the road, and it's Wade Miley today for the Brewers against Daniel Norris, and we'll see what they do tomorrow. But the way that bullpen has been going, although Josh Hader gave up a home run to a complete nobody,
Josh
a pinch hitter last night.
It's no longer Josh Hader.
He's tired.
Because, yes, when you have 140 strikeouts in 70 innings, that's going to happen to you. He's been a hero for them. He's been one of the great pitchers, great relief pitchers of any era this year. Their bullpen's worn out because he goes to it in the fourth and fifth inning. Yesterday,
did it last night? Zach Davies went four innings.
4 innings. That's it. See you later. Thanks, Charlie. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And that'll catch up to them. I don't know if it will, but by the time the playoffs come around, but it's going to catch up to them. And you don't see the same Hader. You see their closer, Knebel, having to go to the minor leagues for portions of this year.
Yeah, Jeffress finished the game yesterday.
The game of baseball is different right now, Matt. You know it. It's all about the bullpens. But they're human beings. They wear out, and you're not going to have the same numbers going into postseason that you have right now, where the expanded rosters allow you to have as many pitchers as you want.
There are so many scenarios still in play as we sit here Saturday morning with two games left. If the Cubs and the Brewers finish tied for the division, there will be a one-game playoff at Wrigley Field on Monday. We don't know when yet, because it depends if there's other one-gamers that need to happen on Monday.
It could be at noon. It could be at 3 o'clock.
Because the Rockies and the Dodgers are still fighting out the National League West. It's possible that the Cubs, if they have to play in that one-gamer on Monday, they might have to play in the wild card game on Tuesday. Or if the Brewers pass them by these next 2 days, they'll be in the wild card game on Tuesday. That would be John Lester, probably. Meanwhile, Monday would probably be Jose Quintana, be his normal day. And then there is the possibility the Cubs don't have to play at all until Thursday.
And guess what? You're pitching that.
Yeah, seriously.
There
is that possibility. The last one, Bruce, that they might have to play Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. That's still up
Great.
In the air.
It's bonus baseball, just like this show has been bonus baseball here at Aurelio's. We thank all the people here. Love you very much. It's been great to be here. Hopefully we're back, Matt. Andre Dawson, the Hall of Famer, joined us. John Rooney, the voice of the Cardinals. David Schuster from our staff joined us. And Paul Sullivan, the Tribune. People can follow me on Twitter, MLB Bruce Levine. I write on our website, 670thescore.com. Cubs and Sox every day. Matt, I'll see you at the ballpark.
You got it. See you soon, Bruce. Thank you to Herb Lawrence and Zach Withers for producing the show. Thank you, Zach. Ray Elizondo is our engineer. Helped us sound good. And Tyler Birchmeyer and Dan Collins helped us out on promotions. Thanks once again to everyone here at Aurelio's. Zach Zaidman is next with Cubs pregame. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. And make sure if you're in the neighborhood, you come by here after the game for Zach and Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg right here on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.